the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Isn't it amazing what this song covers? Corruption in America. We have been ahead of our time. By the way, I had a gentleman that has been broadcasting on WWCR for many years, James McCanny. He and I spoke today, and he said, you know what? I'm actually going to tell people. He sent me an email today, just a little backfill here. Sent me an email today, and he was wondering what help medias are going to give Donald Trump. And I didn't have to think about that. I just sent him a ping back, and I said, you know, give me your phone number. You and I need to talk. And I told him that we have the Trump Phenomenon Hour that follows my show. And he said, really? He says, well, I will definitely put that out. So thanks, James McCanny. I appreciate that very much. And a whole lot more people are going to be tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon Hour hosted by James Kelso. So, Jimmy, me boy, hang on for a whole slew of people are going to show up for the Trump Phenomenon. You know, maybe I have the rose-colored glasses on. Maybe I drank some Kool-Aid. But I'm actually believing that Donald Trump on November 8th is going to be elected. You know, the one thing I don't understand about this, Ron McDonald? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to say it's the 24th day of October 2016. Did I get that out right, Mike? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ron, there seems to be a lot of confusion out there with people that already know that we have a lying media controlled by six corporations, soon to be five, and we have warned people that you're going to see consolidation after consolidation. Let me clear these phone calls out, and then we'll get into some more meat here today. And I appreciate you people that have come on board from Mike Rivero's program, that have figured out I'm not a fire-breathing dragon, and I'm actually worth listening to. Okay. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I want to wish you a happy UN Day. I have fond memories of UN Day in Lansing. You remember the mayor used to raise the UN flag?
Oh, yeah.
Lansing?
Yeah, and then the militia would show up in camo, and they'd put the snipers on the rooftops. Yeah, I remember
snipers
those days.
And full riot gear on the police?
Yeah.
Remember them protecting that flagpole?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
We know today we didn't try to rip it down or anything.
Nope.
But it was unbelievable. But we had a good time out there with all kinds of speakers and...
You remember those days, Laura. I can remember going up there to a rally, and the militia fell out in uniform, and all you saw was scads and scads of people dressed in camos, blouse boots, with American flags. And
yep.
The state police that's usually charged with security there were just standing around twiddling their thumbs because there was nothing to do. But I remember looking around, and on all the rooftops surrounding the state capitol up there in Lansing, they had snipers on the roofs. And that was what?
I remember seeing that, too.
Yeah, that was...
in my mind all the time, yeah.
That was over...
I remember that.
Was over 20 years ago. And
yep.
I would spend the time talking to the state police around there. And they weren't concerned at all. And I would spend my time also going in talking to state senators. And hearing the message that they didn't want to hear, but, you know, you got your compadres out there, so come on in, we'll talk for a few minutes. I don't know what they thought. If we didn't talk, that I'd order up the militia to go hang them or something. I don't know. But it was always peaceful. We always cleaned up after ourselves, and we always left the place better than what we had found it.
Right, the groundskeepers say we're the best group they ever had.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and like we've been saying for a number of years, Laura, that those who have been vilified and said that, you know, they're you're the deplorables or you're whatever, these are the salt of the earth people that understand what a beautiful gift it is. I mean, we could have been born anywhere on this planet. Laura, you could have been born in Czechoslovakia. I could have been born in Soviet Union, but we were born here. And I think I'm beginning to, and I'm not going to go Joe Skousen on you here, but I firmly believe that we probably are the luckiest generation, because with experience and old school stuff, with the opportunity to look what has transpired in our lives and to draw those parallels, I've said this before and I will say it again, they screwed up. They should have waited until this current generation had died off and they could pull this off without a whimper. They screwed up.
I give you one more little story about that. I don't know if you remember, but the UN had a storefront in Lansing. So I decided I wanted to go to it, and Clara was with me. You know Clara is. And I said, okay, Clara, we're going to go in, we're going to pretend, we want to get thrown out because I want to grab free brochures for my research. So I said, so let's just be cool about it, you know? So I went in, I started grabbing brochures and whatever free stuff they had. Clara went back to the book room. And I said, don't forget, be cool, Clara, be cool. Next thing you know, from back of the book room, I hear the scream, blood-curdling scream. I run back there, thinking, what the heck's going on? There's Clara standing in front of a big poster that says, United Nations, every child is our child. Of course, she blew our cover, we were tossed out.
Oh, the shock and horror of it all. Thanks, Laura, I appreciate your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, it's good to talk to somebody that was at those demonstrations in Lansing, Michigan. I mean, we weren't afraid of being politically correct because we held firmly to the beliefs of our forefathers that, you know, this is a republic and not a democracy, that there is law, and then there is funny law, funny stuff going on. And we didn't have to be afraid, even though that we were being zeroed in by snipers on rooftops more than 20 years ago. This is nothing new to me. Jeez. Yeah. You know, some of the revelations that have come out, by the way, Gary Franchi, did you post that Next News Network piece? Gary Franchi talking about, let me see, what was he talking about? Let me back up and digress before I get into that. I don't want to get ahead of myself today. This Telecommunications Act, I said I was going to go into this hour. Well, I'm going to get into it a little bit. You know, a lot of people have said, Ron, that the reason why we're seeing all these consolidations is because the profit margin in these corporations are just so slim. So in order for them to be stable and make money, they've got to absorb. Well, you must be absorbed. Well, I think it's pretty much they're figuring out that, wait a minute here. One of two reasons. We've got to do this while Barack Obama is still in office. Or the other reason is we better do this now because we won't be able to do it once Donald Trump is in office. Now, this Stephen Lindman, my little socialist friend in Chicago, and I tease him about that, he was all for entitlements. Well, that's not, entitlements aren't, that's necessary. You know, wealth distribution, that's necessary. Government-run programs. I said, the problem is, Stephen, you don't know that you're, you know, a little bit socialist there. Oh, you know, I don't know. I said, it's like being a little bit pregnant. Either you are or you ain't. Well, he wrote this, and I said, you know, send your columns over to me, and I'm going to read them. And if I find them fit to print or post, I will do so. Well, I posted this one. He talks about the 1996 Telecommunications Act. In case you people don't have any background on this, Stephen, thanks, Stephen, brought it to my attention. He said this 1996 Telecommunications Act came about during the Bill and Hillary Clinton co-presidency. deregulated all communications industries, paving the way for greater consolidation, less competition, less concern about diversity and choice, and higher profits at the expense of consumer-friendly policies. At the time, Vice President Al Gore deceitfully called the measure an early Christmas present for the consumers. Its fallout was exactly the polar opposite. Media scholar and critic Robert McChesney called the law a farce, in part written by the lobbyists for the communications firms it affects. And all that mattered then and now is maximizing profits, serving private, not public interest. You might call that crony capitalism. One longtime lobbyist said he'd never seen anything like the Telecommunications Act before, calling the silence of the public debate at the time deafening. A bill with such astonishing impact on all of us was not even being publicly discussed, except as a business story unrelated to the public interest. Buy stocks now, it's going to go up. Yeah, you can see the Wall Street deal there. Now, McChesney said it reflected capitalist democracy at its best. Nearly everything touted about it was false. Consumers got higher, not lower prices. Industries supporting the legislation claimed it would create 1.5 million new jobs by 2003. And exactly the opposite happened. 500,000 jobs were lost. Numerous studies documented how media conglomerates invest less in providing news and information. The quality of what's offered is deplorable by anybody's standard. And AT&T's proposed acquisition of Time Warner, notice he used Time Warner and not the new name that they've already done consolidation with, will be a disastrous to consumers if approved. Media scholar Victor Pickard said it'll create a media behemoth with dangerous concentrations of political and economic power. With one corporation controlling so much production and distribution of news and entertainment media, this vertical integration poses significant potential hazards for millions of consumers. It raises serious antitrust concerns as well. Now, it's certain to worsen the media and the telecommunications landscape. In case you thought it couldn't get any worse, folks, yeah, it can. Putting too much power in the hands of the corporate giant, greater consolidation in both industries they represent, certain to follow. Free Press Policy Director Matt Wood issued a statement saying, anytime you hear the media executives talking about synergies, throwing around the business babble that always accompanies these rumors, you know it's time to grab your wallet and hang on tight. Big mergers like this inevitably mean higher prices for real people to pay down the money borrowed to finance these deals and their golden parachutes. The deals that are driven by Wall Street, insatiable desire for short-term growth at any cost, and just as AT&T's recent purchase of DirecTV was quickly followed by price hikes, there's every reason to expect this potential tie-up would cost internet users and TV viewers as well. It's a bonanza for Wall Street if approved. According to Bloomberg, major banks are writing some of their biggest checks ever to finance the deal for enormous fees it represents, along with subsequent bond offerings likely to find eager buyers. J.P. Morgan Chase pledged an astonishing $25 billion for the significant return that it could yield. According to banking consultant Bert Eli, he says this could be an especially lucrative deal for the banking industry. They're going to make a lot of money if the deal gets done. Now, guess who has opposed this? Did Hillary Clinton oppose this? Nah, she was part of it. Trump opposes it, warning too much concentration of power. And on the Hillary deal, Hillary is a notorious Wall Street tool. She's used all the time and lets herself be used. Not as a cheap whore, folks. Not as a back alley whore. No, 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 no. Front Street, $1,000 a night whore. Over the weekend, her campaign declined to comment on her position. Major Wall Street banks didn't pay her millions of dollars in speaking fees to oppose it or challenge certain greater media and telecommunications consolidation to follow. And, you know, I was looking at this and I thought, you know, boy, this was sudden. Ron, they were talking about this deal. The deal might be made by Monday. Well,
wow.
You know, hey, You can talk about any consolidation deal you want to talk about. But this, we have since moved into the territory of antitrust. Now, and you can see where this is going to go. You know, there's going to be further consolidation of power and influence. That's what this is about, money and influence.
You know, the antitrust developed around Standard Oil, you know, the Rockefeller company.
Yep.
And he subdivided the company, but they're all still there, and they're all still major monopolies. It's like the banking cartel in this country, Citibank, Bank of America, Chase, and whatever the other one is, J.P. Morgan. They absolutely own the gas companies in this country, and yet most people don't have a clue. This is your antitrust not being applied.
Yep. I mean, these media companies right now. Now, folks, in case you weren't around for last hour, let me repeat this. Bill Still, he's a very intense dude, and when you look at him, when you watch one of his video presentations, I just keep getting the idea that I'm talking to a very stern father or one pissed off uncle. You know, his worry lines are permanently etched in his face. And if you don't know who he is, you just look at him and go, whoa, you know, who's this intense guy? Well, Still reporting, he does on YouTube, and he's got more followers than CNN has viewers. Whoa. And what's starting to happen here is all of these people that have all their chips pushed into the middle of this big gambling table. Well, we know what NBC and CBS and ABC have done. We know what some of the major newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all these heretofore outlets for propaganda purposes before, they kept doing it. Hillary Clinton was right when she exploded after the Matt Lauer interview, is you people don't realize this. If I hang, you all are going to hang as well. And everybody pushed their chips in for Hillary Clinton. Now, there are some people out there that are smart enough to realize, well, wait a minute, this might have negative impact on me. One of these people is none other than Mr. Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, believe it or not, Facebook has done some pretty bad stuff this last year. They spent a lot of money and personal resources to help Hillary Clinton during this election run. Well, not anymore. Says CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg, after the liberal media tried to make him turn on one of his oldest friends, Peter Thiel, for donating to Donald Trump, Zuckerberg finally decided to say something. He wrote a scathing post telling people that Facebook will stand for more than just the ideas of a few tech elites, but instead for the ideas of the people. Whoa, Mr. Zuckerberg, really? Zuckerberg even acknowledged that there were good reasons that people support Trump. Here was the reasons that he cited. They believe strongly in a smaller government. They want a different tax policy. They want a better health care system. They want to maintain religious freedom. They worry about Americans' gun rights, or any other issue where he disagrees with Hillary. He ended his post by saying this: that's ultimately what Facebook is about, giving everyone the power to share our experiences so we can understand each other a little bit better and connect us a little closer together. So despite the fact that he still supports Hillary Clinton, thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for having the common decency to acknowledge the Trump train, even though all of his tech billionaire friends will attack him for it. Let's take this 3-minute break. 800-313-9443. Interesting times, folks.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right, we are back. There was another story. Is that a caller, Mike? Who is it? Mike in Colorado. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, gentlemen. I got a quick question for Ron.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to over the years, and it just dawned on me that I wonder, does he have a consolidation of all of his tactics to not contract with the state at every turn?
Ron?
Do I have a consolidation?
Like written down, or is there a way I could find it?
I've done seminars over the years where I have a binder that's about 4 inches thick with cases I've done and things of that nature.
Are you going to come to Colorado and just give a seminar?
Well, I might do a webinar.
There you go.
Yeah, because I've been thinking about doing that because I have a lot of information that... I think the people of the United States need to know as far as their status and their relationship with the federal government, including the Eisenhower jurisdictional issue on federal jurisdiction over the states and how that happened and why it cannot happen, you know, things of that nature.
Well, cool. If you do that, will you advertise on RBN or let them know so I can hear about it?
Definitely, definitely.
That'd be fantastic. And you charge a few bucks. Well, I'll pay for it.
Okay.
Just to cover your costs of doing it and your time.
Okay.
because I've heard you say some brilliant things, how the cops, you know, they recognize you and they leave you alone. And I think that's what I'm going to do, because I don't know what this election's going to do, but that's my plan moving forward. And if you can contribute in any way, I will be super excited about that.
The bottom line in any argument, I don't care if it's civil or criminal, is jurisdiction to proceed. And I'm a legal strategist. I look at the foundation first, and if the foundation doesn't support anything built on top of it, it'll collapse. And that's how I win cases, is through that foundational attack. So that's the bottom line. If you learn anything, research jurisdiction. See how it's acquired in everything, from your county to your town to your state. And you may be surprised, and I mean going right back, and I'll give you an example. If you went back to the start of the state of California in 1872, when they actually passed the political code, the civil code, the civil code of procedure, and the penal code, they passed the laws, all four laws, at one moment, in name only, and failed to add substance to it as laws are to be created. Therefore, all the laws of the state of California have no effect on the citizenry of the state of California, if you want to press that point. I've already pressed it and won that.
So, quick question. What year was California adopted as a state?
1849.
Okay, so I'm in a state that was 1876, and I'm concerned that we're well beyond the 14th Amendment, so I don't know that Colorado is even a lawful state.
Well, again, your 14th Amendment, do research and go do some early history of that 14th Amendment. You'll find out that many of the very presiding judges said that the 14th Amendment did apply to the blacks, and held that the reason it applied to the blacks is because they were not created by God. They had no inalienable rights. Their birthright was not common law.
So would jurisdiction depend on my family status?
We don't have a common law birthright.
Okay, so would jurisdiction depend on my family's time in this country in any way?
No. Everyone has a common law birthright. What it was is the United States took the blacks as property. And they created a status for their property, and that's called the 14th Amendment. The United States is a corporation. Therefore, it has the ability to create property, and it did through an amendment. Created that 14th Amendment, which, just out of reason, if a corporation creates a 14th Amendment, who owns that 14th Amendment? The people or the United States?
Not the corporation.
Yeah. Now, if you look at any caption, and the caption is the thing that when you're sued, it'll say the state of California versus someone or whatever. You'll note that the United States uses the United States of America, not the people of the United States of America, because they're not party to it.
Hang on one second, guys. Mike, hang on. Got to take this bottom of the hour break. And then I'm going to get into what the difference is between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, just in case everybody's forgotten. And this is an outstanding piece that covers just about everything from A to Z. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Holy mackerel. Mike in Colorado. Continue, sir.
Well, so just a couple quick things while I was listening to the commercials and thinking about things. This is about lawful jurisdiction, and is that going to be different than legal jurisdiction for them?
Yeah, legal jurisdiction is in form only. For example, a picture of a dollar or a Federal Reserve note, that's in form only. That's legal. Lawful is form and substance. A gold coin has both form and substance attached to it. When your attorney appears for you in court, he appears in a legal capacity, not in a lawful capacity. You would have to show up yourself and be yourself. You can't represent yourself. You are the person, that sort of thing.
Got it. Okay, and I think Ralph Winterud has done a fantastic job of explaining this as well, and I appreciate your time and your brain. You're ridiculously informed on this. Great show, John. Keep up the good work. I will continue to try to support you guys and link and click your banners, but when I know I'm in that courtroom, there's only going to be 3 people with me, myself, and I, so yeah. I need to know this, and I appreciate it, Ron.
Pretty much. Yeah. Sure. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for your call. You know, it's kind of strange. Do you follow baseball at all, Ron?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, there are some people out there to do that do. And I actually watched I actually watched a playoff game the other day where, and now folks, imagine this, the Chicago Cubs going to the World Series. Now, the last time they won a playoff for all the marbles, and I don't even think the World Series was around back in 1908. The curse has finally been lifted, and the Chicago Cubs are going to be in the World Series. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, gee, you know, this little, it was a barkeeper that actually put the Cubs, a curse on the Cubs. And he did it with symbology. I think he brought a ram, and he said, you know, here's the curse. And I don't know all the befuddling stuff, but at any rate, looks like that curse has been lifted. But there's been a curse on America that's been around longer than their record of not being in the playoffs. It's Federal Reserve, World War One, all these other things that have changed America dramatically. And I got to thinking about this. Politically, has the curse been lifted on America? If the Cubs can go to the World Series, why can't Donald Trump go to the White House? You know?
Good point.
You know? And Mike, thank you for mentioning support to the network. And I made the deal with you folks. I said, you know what? We're going to do what we have to do in order to survive for the rest of the year. If people will continue supporting us, you know, we'll make the decision at January 1 of next year whether we're going to be allowed to be on the air. I think it's going to be most important for the reconstruction of this country that we be on air, because things are really going to start getting interesting then. Because this just isn't about the figurehead for one political agenda. There have been many people involved in this for so many years and decades. It's not going to go away. What I'm expecting people to do is to get energized. Get energized and start taking things back at their own level. You know, Donald Trump has said, you know, that there's a lot of stuff that's going to be decided by the states that the federal is going to be taken out of the mix, whether it's on abortion, whether it's on schools, to give the power back to the states where we have control, folks, or at least a modicum of control to take back which has been stolen. All right? It's the best way I know how to put it. Well, Donald Trump, the debates are over, and thank God. It's 2 weeks until the election. When the process began 18 months ago, American voters, both Republican and Democrat, made it clear they had had enough with political corruption. Americans want change. They want a non-establishment president. At least that's what they say. Now, there's two groups of people that are trained in debates, politicians and lawyers. If you want a non-establishment president, you do not want a politician or a lawyer, because most politicians are lawyers, and most lawyers are taught to be politicians, whether they run for office or not. Donald Trump is neither. It's why he's so popular with those who understand the value of capitalism and the evils of socialism. He especially understands the lawlessness of crony capitalism, which has replaced real capitalism in America. Now, since the above statements are factual, why are people critical of Trump's debate performance? He's not a trained debater. He hasn't been taught to avoid direct answers to direct questions. Saying you want a non-establishment candidate who's a trained debater is like saying, I want roast beef for dinner, but it must come from a chicken. The fact that this is hugely successful businessman has defeated 15 trained debate primary candidates and has held his own and even won against women who have been debating for 30 years or more attests to Trump's intelligence and his ability to totally learn a new lifestyle quickly and rather well. Now, the writer of this article says, this is the last article I'm writing before the election, and I hope the following information will be helpful to voters. These are the issues and candidate positions as I understand them to be. If you believe it's okay for a baby to be aborted up until the moment of birth, Hillary agrees, Donald Trump disagrees. There have been over 53 million abortions in America since Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court decision making abortion legal. Abortion is not being used as a woman's choice. It's being used as birth control. Choice occurs when a woman decides to whether or not to remove her panties. It is beyond that moment of choice pregnancy occurs. Though Trump personally opposes abortion, he wants individual states to decide whether abortion is legal or not. Those who say the health of a mother justifies late-term abortion ignore medical reports stating the health of the mother never justifies late-term abortion because doctors say a cesarean section can be performed to save the mother. They ignore the fact that health of the mother has become to mean if, after 9 months of pregnancy, the idea of having a baby depresses the mother, it places her mental health in danger, and she qualifies for a late-term abortion. If you want open borders, anybody can enter the U.S. and Canada and from Mexico. Hillary agrees. Donald Trump will build a wall, and strongly, he disagrees. As Hillary has said, I almost said Hillary, maybe that should be her name, Hillary, said in a Wall Street speech, she wants the entire Western Hemisphere to have open borders, which could allow up to 600 million immigrants to enter the United States. Donald Trump says borders define a nation, and he is correct. To be accepted by the rest of the world as a nation, quote-unquote, must have four things in place. A defined territory, or borders. Two, a defined population. Three, military strength that's sufficient to defend the territory and the people. And it must, four, control of a system of finance that supports the people and the military. If any of these four things are missing, a mass land with people living on it may call itself a nation, but by the international definition of a nation, it is not. This creates all kinds of treaty and trade problems, by the way. If you want a strong military, Donald Trump agrees, he would increase the size and strength of the military, which the Obama administration has weakened to World War II levels. Now, Trump's a conservative who doesn't want military involvement all around the world and wants payment from nations we agree to defend. It is neoconservatives, the Bush cabal, that supports invasion accompanied by nation building and more people than just the Bushes, folks. Hillary Clinton opposes strengthening the military and would continue existing Obama administration military policies. I believe a nation is more likely to be attacked when its ability to defend itself is weak rather than strong. Hillary says we are safer with a history says we are safer with a stronger military. And folks, don't make the mistake here by thinking that Donald Trump is going to drop millions and trillions and billions of dollars on the military. It's not what he's saying. Remember what Ron Paul said in his last go-around for the run for the White House. He said, look, people are telling, you know, the press is misreporting this by saying that, I will weaken the military. He said, no, I'm not. He said, I'm going to shut down the unnecessary bases, save a whole lot of money. Donald Trump has upped that, Andy, and said that, look, this whole NATO deal, okay, you want NATO in place? You got to pay for it. We're not paying for it anymore. Can anybody explain to me why we are still in Japan after World War II? That was the middle of the last century, for gosh sakes. Japan doesn't pay anything for its own defense. So there are many, many different ways that Donald Trump could extract the money necessary to rebuild, and by the way, to do away with unnecessary, over-the-top, way, I mean, it's not even sensical to even think of it in terms of new and better stuff has got to cost you a couple of billion dollars per plane. It's BS. So at any rate, just wanted to shove that in there. If you want Supreme Court justices appointed, the next president will likely appoint three, maybe four, who support abortion, the federal takeover of education, who will make gun ownership more difficult, if not nigh impossible, who support legislating from the bench and do not support the power of the three branches of American government, that being, of course, the legislative, executive, and judicial. Hillary's your candidate. Those who support the Constitution, which gives the power of legislating to Congress, not the Supremes and other courts, Donald Trump agrees with you. Trump believes in the Constitution as written by the Founding Fathers, not as written by Supreme Court justices who want it to reflect their personal living opinions. He is endorsed by the NRA and other gun owner groups. He's also endorsed by the Border Patrol, ICE, and the police union actually came out in support of Donald Trump. If you want legal immigration to continue and you want to give if you want to give amnesty to illegal aliens who sneak into America unlawfully, Hillary agrees with you. She wants to let in anyone and everybody. She intends to increase the number of Middle East aliens. Obama has allowed it in by 550% increase. She's on record as supporting open borders throughout the Western Hemisphere. And from her point of view, remember the North American Union? Yeah. Donald Trump disagrees strongly. He does not support amnesty and would be the first to eliminate sanctuary cities and known illegal alien criminals and then deal with the 20 million illegals who he believes take jobs from American citizens, as did Presidents Truman, Eisenhower, Hoover, who sent millions of illegals home to protect American jobs. He also believes it's unfair to those trying to enter America illegally by delaying their lawful entry because of so many illegals. Trump believes the billions of dollars of Medicare funds spent annually on illegal aliens who are not citizens diminish the level of care available to American retired citizens and threatens the future of both Social Security and Medicare. And by the way, where's that lockbox for Social Security? That's stuff that you paid in for, folks, but the politicians stole. They keep telling you, well, it's going to go belly up. We've got to find new. No, they've already had the money, and they pissed it away. He's concerned about the thousands of children who enter America with no adult protection and then just disappear. He's right to be concerned. More than 3 million children a year are sold into some form of slavery worldwide. And Hillary says she wants to protect these children, but invites them to enter illegal with no adult protection. That's an open invitation to child traffickers, by the way. If you want to pay higher taxes, Hillary will help you. Hillary suggests that affluent people do not pay their fair share of taxes. Statistics say that 5% of affluent Americans pay 70% of the income taxes. And Hillary says all of her costly new programs can be paid by increasing taxes on the very affluent. I have run those numbers, and it's not true, big time untrue. Her programs will require a tax increase for the middle class. Trump? I'm sorry, I was looking at the world through Hillary Clinton's eyes. Excuse me. Trump's plan lowers taxes on all individuals as well as corporations. He supports the Reagan theory of which effectively lowered the taxes and increased employment. And guess what happens when employment is increased? Tax base increases because new jobs are created and the taxes come from the new jobs increase. You get the idea. Trump is right about the trillions of dollars that are kept offshore because of America's high tax rates. If one looks only at the federal income tax rate, it doesn't make America look like one of the highest tax nations in the world, as Trump says it is. However, when you add city, state taxes, sales taxes, fees, etc., we definitely are one of the most highly taxed nations in the world. Now, one of the least discussed facts related to this topic is how people with money, who Hillary wants to overtax, by the way, are the ones who create the jobs. Very few poor people, by the way, few in the middle class, own growing and thriving businesses that employ people. And let's not forget, folks, it's not the giant corporations and the companies that create all of those jobs. It's a good start, but 70% of America's jobs come from independent businesses which are being trampled and choked to death. It takes people with access to cash flow to create jobs, and Hillary Clinton's stand on this subject is dangerous. Sweden found out the hard way, for one example, what happens when you overtax the rich. They leave the country and take their money with them. Her plans will cost more jobs and generate less funding for the Treasury Department, which she relies on to pay for shovel-ready infrastructure jobs that she wants to create and pay for with, guess what, your tax dollars. Not investment dollars. No, with your tax dollars, folks. I don't have time to get through the rest of this, but I think you got the idea.
And one of the things that's not being said, reducing taxes for the people also has to go hand in hand with reducing the size of government.
Hold on one second. I want you to follow that subject as soon as we get back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe that was done by CCR. And the guy looking over my shoulder in Pennsylvania, he said that song, Long Cool Woman, was not CCR. It was actually the Hollies. Is that true? Then they need a lawsuit because they were copying CCR. At any rate, Folks, we need your support for the network. That hasn't changed. My contract with America is that this network will be around if you support it. And that still goes. So was that an answer to your question that you asked me earlier, Ron?
Yeah, it was. Before the show, I asked you that question,
yes,
how you're doing.
Well, I actually, believe it or not, I got a phone call today that just absolutely floored me. The old or original secretary for the network is looking for a job, and I said, I'm just going to have one problem, paying you. You know, we've scaled everything down. We have five people that work here, and actually four board ops and one part-time secretary that happens to be in Ocala, Florida right now. But, hey, we did what we had to do in order to survive. And I, for one, am pretty sick and tired of just surviving. Aren't you folks out there? I want to live and I want to build. I think that's within our DNA. I think we're imprinted with that. Maybe that's what's wrong with 60% of the total federal budget that people line up for what they believe is theirs by birthright, called entitlement. You know, you're entitled to do anything you want with your life. Yeah, with reasonable limitations. But I don't think the government created me. Government create you, Ron?
I believe they did not. I can testify they didn't.
The only problem you would ever have is getting into a courtroom with your right hand raised and swearing to that fact, because, well, you'd be a sovereign and probably put in jail for being a dangerous individual.
Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah.
That definitely could happen. So would you.
Well, no kidding. And something I discovered today by the people who are putting that prayer network together that says don't put Hillary in there, put Trump in there. Some very interesting facts. You know the Michael Brown case that came out of St. Louis, Missouri?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, the cop was found not guilty of killing Mr. Brown, but that didn't stop the lawsuits from going through and the people that were in charge with taking money and over civil rights cases and then paying it out to the dirty little lawyers. Oh, and to the people that, well, by their own hand became involved in these nasty little demonstrations up there, and a fund has been set up over $6.5 million to pay the people that were rioting $7,500 apiece.
Wow.
Jeez, that kind of makes me sad that I didn't go up there and break a window. I could have almost paid for an entire month of operation of this network. God, dirty money. It never stops, but it will. Ron McDonald, thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, always a pleasure, John.
All right, next time, call your brother-in-law, get him over there to fix that computer.
Okay.
All right. And folks, you can call the network and make a donation today. We need your help. 800-724-2719. Just hit number 3 on that extension. Okay, don't call the call-in number. Don't tie up the board. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Make a healthy donation today. Please. All right? Or you can go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Look for the donate button at the top of the page. You can do that through PayPal or send it to us through the mail. We would greatly appreciate it.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.